Thank you, Madam Chair. I will make a brief summary of the note that you have before you, the note by the Secretary General. That note takes the mandate of the committee as I detailed in the convention and provides an update on the various tasks and actions that the committee has taken under each of those articles, and I will make the summary in that order as presented in the note by the Secretary General. First of all, the committee was established at the first meeting of states parties on the 31st of May in 2011, and the committee held its first session in Geneva in November of that year. Under Article 28, the committee has a mandate to cooperate with relevant organs. The committee has done this through a series of formal and informal meetings over its years of mandate, and the committee has met with the Human Rights Committee, the Working Group on Arbitrary Detention, with the Special Rapporteur on the Promotion of Truth, Justice, Reparation and Guarantees of Non-Recurrence, and with the Committee on the Rights of the Child, the Working Group on Enforced or Involuntary Disappearances, with which the committee meets annually, and also with the Committee Against Torture and the International Committee of the Red Cross. The committee has also cooperated with relevant organs in the context of its thematic discussions, and in so doing it has met with representatives of committees of special procedures of the Human Rights Council, of national human rights institutions, civil society organizations, and intergovernmental organizations. Under Article 29, the committee has a mandate to consider reports submitted by states parties. And under that mandate, the committee has considered already 18 reports. In October of this year, the committee adopted lists of issues for three additional countries, which will be considered next year after this conference in its March session. The committee has also adopted three reports on follow-up to concluding observations, following up on the dialogue it has had with the 18 states parties already mentioned. Under Article 30, the committee has a mandate to review urgent actions. The committee has received 435 requests for urgent actions, of which 348 have been registered. Of these, two have representatives or individuals who have sought urgent action by the committee in two cases have been located but are still in detention. In four cases, the individuals have been located and either released or were found dead. Under Article 31, the committee has a mandate to receive and consider individual communications. The committee has adopted views in one individual communication. Under Article 33, the committee has a mandate to undertake visits. And in this regard, the committee has made requests to two states parties to undertake visits, and the committee is waiting replies in those two cases. Under Article 34, the committee has not brought any situation to the attention of the General Assembly. Under other work of the committee, the committee has adopted a series of relevant documents, including its own rules of procedure and its reporting guidelines. It has adopted documents to assist civil society organizations and national human rights institutions to cooperate with the committee. And it has also adopted guidance notes to assist those wishing to submit requests for urgent actions and to submit individual communications to the committee. The committee has adopted two substantive statements, one statement on rationae temporis, and a second statement on enforced disappearance and military justice. And the committee has also held a meeting earlier this year to commemorate the 10th anniversary of the convention. And that event, that panel event, was under the title Contemporary Challenges to the Convention. Finally, the committee has submitted 5 annual reports to the General Assembly. Madam Chair, thank you.